It's not your imagination. Apparently, the world is getting dumber. A new study carried out in Norway suggests that IQ scores among men over there have been falling since the mid-1970s. Yeah, so when you look at this experiment...
Well, maybe Norwegian men are just not as smart as us.
Well, what's going on? Does it make any sense to you?
Well, I will talk about this study as I try to read for the first time. In the Norwegian study, results showed the average IQ score increased about 3% for men born between 1962 and 1975. So that was about 99.5 to 102.3 being the average IQ.
That's pretty low.
I mean, you just chill out, all right? Okay. Leave those Norwegians alone. Anyways, basically over time, that has fallen. I guess the average IQ as it stands currently or in the most current study is 99.4. Okay, so what's going on? And something else you should know, guys, is this is not something that's based on genetics. Okay, that's proven, as I understand, that's a proven fact. For decades, we've known something along those lines, or at least scientists have been preaching that. So, are we getting dumber? That's the question. And I think IQ, I think your mental state in general, what it is, I mean, how can we really claim IQ as anything, I mean, meaningful more so than, how much do we really know about our mind, right? I mean, IQ... could be lower because all of a sudden we're outsourcing everything that our brains did to things like computers.
Yeah, like
so in which case,
cell phone numbers or
right, which is just
places
like
where you have to be.
Arbitrary stuff our minds had to do. So why would we want that, right? But we're so tech savvy. We seem to be so innovative and creative. Maybe that's not necessarily an association with IQ, but something that'll bring us into the future. So I wouldn't worry too much. I think these numbers fluctuates from time to time too, but I don't think the human race is gonna talk like this soon. But it could. La Ming, what do you think?
You know, I think one important factor in calculating human intelligence, at least according to this IQ test, is the ability to memorize things. I think, yeah, like Ryan said, that part of the brain function that our previous generations have been using have been, well, outsourced to smartphones. I think my grandpa, well, there he comes again.
Always the grandpa.
Yeah. He has to, when he travels, he has to memorize the buses and the transition stops that he has to go through. Whereas for young people like us, we basically just have to bring our phone. And the most challenging part about our travel is to having to remember to bring a power bank. And if we fail that, then we will really have a problem. So what I'm saying is we don't have as many challenges as our elder generations are. And I think that's a good sign instead of a bad thing.
Yeah, one can say that this correlation with maybe whatever they're saying IQ is, the lack thereof, is correlated to our dependence on technology.
Yeah, well, is technology making us dumber or smarter? That's going to be something that we will, I think, wrestle with for now and also years to come.
That's right.
And also, the study does not look at a sample pool that is outside of Norway.
Exactly.
And also doesn't even look at women.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Well, forget this.
Exactly.
I'm done with that.